It was actually the first time ever that I could actually stand and look at myself in the mirror with confidence. You know, every other time you'd be like, kind of don't like what's looking back at me. But when you get the confidence up and you lose the weight and you make your life better for yourself, you kind of stand there and you look at yourself with confidence as like, this is what I've done. Failure was not an option.
Welcome to The Gab. Thanks for the click and the download, whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Tube native Paddy Craven is on a mission. After crippling hip pain brought him to a sobering meeting with a consultant, Paddy was told the inevitable. Get the weight down, and surgery for an arthritic hip was a possibility. Paddy has been battling obesity most of his life, but has turned this around and is using it in a proactive and positive way. He has reached his initial goal and is staring at it in the rear view mirror. He's not finished yet. Take a listen to this inspiring guy's story so far. Hi everyone, you're very welcome to the Ardrey House Hotel here in Shum today. I'm delighted to be here with Paddy Craven. Paddy will tell us his story very, very shortly indeed, and what a story it is. Just want to say thanks to Tom McHugh and the crew here who have been very hospitable, allowing us into the foyer of their hotel. Now, Paddy, to say that you've had a big 3 or 4 years is an understatement, let's put it that way.
It is, yeah. It started off a good few years ago where all of a sudden I had a pain in my right hip. And it got to the stage where I couldn't walk without a person noticing it. So I went and I got a seen to, and it wasn't until in recent years when it came back again that I found out that I needed a hip replacement. Which would have been simple enough, but I was told that I had to lose 40 kgs in order to do it, which is a considerable amount of weight to lose. Now, I knew that losing that weight was not going to be a failure, but I didn't realise that I was going to do it as quick as I did it. I started off, it was the 5th of March this year that I was told that this is it, you lose 40 kgs, we'll do the operation, or you just continue on the way you are. I went home after that on the 5th of March, and it wasn't until the day after Paddy's Day, which is the 18th of March, I picked up the phone and I rang HQ Gym, and I said, listen, I need to sign up for membership, I need to lose 40 kgs. And they said, absolutely, come in and have a chat to us. Told them my story, and I went in. And by the 5th of September, which is just inside 6 months, I had 30 kgs exactly lost. I went down to the hospital again in Castlebar, where I had an appointment. And I had in my head, no, this is it now. I have another 10 to lose, but I have 30 lost, which is a big achievement. I went in, and I was told, we can go ahead with surgery.
Fantastic. What a feeling. What words to hear.
It was unreal. Like, I tell you, it felt that day running that if somebody told me that I had won the Euro Millions, it wouldn't come close to how great I felt.
Yeah.
It was a lifetime chance of getting rid of 5 years of pain and agony. And plus, I was after losing 30 kgs, which made my life so much better. And I said, when are we going ahead with surgery? I said, how soon is it going to happen? And I was told, well, it's going to take us a few weeks yet. We're going to have to clear a spot for you. You go home and stay by the phone. As I go home, as I'm going to continue on my weight loss. And he says, that's great. He says, if you can do it, he says, keep doing it. So I went home and I stayed going to the gym, and on top of losing weight, I was gaining muscle.
Good, great.
And quite enjoying it. Great place to be in. And I remember I was went in one day at the start of October, and I'd done a workout, and I said, do you know what, I'll go out the punch bag now and get a bit of workout done there.
Yeah.
I was just over there, and 2 minutes, the phone rang. and I picked it up and said, be in next week for surgery. And I went home and I checked the scales and I found out that I had another 4 kgs lost. And I was like, that's great, that's total 34 kgs lost into it entirely, which is 5.3 stone for anyone that's still using the old method. It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, in saying that, being the person that's trying to lose the weight, when I was doing the workouts and sticking to a diet plan, I was actually the last person to see the weight loss. And it wasn't until somebody would walk up to me and say, do you know something, you're doing incredibly well. And you go home, you look yourself that evening and you're like, geez, there is a loss. You could actually see it then.
Yeah, but you probably had, which is lovely too, to look into the mirror.
Yep.
And be happy with what's looking back at you. That must be that's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it was actually the first time ever that I could actually stand and look myself in the mirror with confidence. You know, every other time you'd be like, kind of don't like what's looking back at me. But when you get the confidence up and you lose the weight and you make your life better for yourself, you kind of stand there and you look at yourself with confidence as like, this is what I've done. Failure was not an option. And I stuck to it. And it's a major achievement.
Well, you look fantastic, Paddy. I have to say, I know you a long time.
Thank you.
When you contacted me about this, I was delighted because I knew that you'd lost weight.
Yep.
I knew that you had a big operation ahead of you.
Yep.
And it's lovely to think that post-operation now you're in a really good place and you have no pain. Now, what I want to do, first of all, is I want to go back a little bit for people that don't know you.
Yep.
I want to go back to your youth. For a second, did you always suffer with obesity? Was it something that was always a part of your life?
I did. I was always on the big side, which was a way of talking about it. Nobody actually called it obesity. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone's, oh, you're a big lad for your age.
Yeah.
Which I was. I always was. Even got to the stage where you arrive into a clothes shop to buy some clothes, and the first question you'd ask, and you know, you pass it off as a joke, you're, would you have that in a man's size?
Yeah.
So, this was
probably at the age of...
This was being teenage years.
Like, yeah. Okay. And did you feel, obviously at the time as well, did you feel a kind of a feeling inside of, oh God, I'm going into a clothes shop here? Was there always that stigma that I have to go in here, buy something and feel that it's large?
Yeah. Well, at my biggest, I was actually gone up to a 3XL. Now, I've gone to 3XL, but it wasn't a comfortable fit. I was starting to stretch it.
Okay.
Now, 3XL, which is actually the biggest that most clothes shops will actually cater in for. Other than that, you're looking for a specialized clothes shop, which comes with a higher price tag. And then when you're that big, clothes tend to wear faster.
And I suppose the options of the clothing as well become smaller. Because
it does, it does. You're very limited.
You are, yeah.
You are, yeah. And also, what I actually found, and a few other people that had the same problem, actually said it, black becomes your favourite colour. Mm. Why? Because black actually makes you look slimmer. But when you do lose weight, you do actually tend to, I'm wearing black for too long now, and you break out with bright colours, and it feels great.
Of course it feels great.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to be, and obviously then, through the years, you know, did you feel psychologically that, you know, I'm too big, I know that I'm too big for the body, for my age? Was that always a thing in the back of your mind, that you knew that obesity was a problem and that you needed to address it?
It actually did, yes. From once I was in, would say, early to mid-20s, I really was conscious of the fact. And I said, you know, yeah, I'm going to have to do something about this. But I was at the stage, I was like most people, I'm going to start that now next week, mm-hmm. Monday. And then next thing, Monday come and you wouldn't have even thought about it. I'm like, you know what, I'll do it next month. start of the month now, this is it.
Yeah.
And then the start of the month would come, and you'd have said that to yourself about 7 or 8 times. Then what would happen? Christmas would come. New Year's resolution, this is it. Yeah. This is it. 1st of January, all the crap is going to be cut out. No crisps, no chocolate. I'm going on a diet.
Yeah.
Do you know, an awful lot of people that do come to me now and say, this is what I'm going to do, and this is when I'm going to do it. I just said, that's great, fair play to you, but tell me when you haven't made a start, because I used to be that person myself. And I used to always say to myself, next week, no, I'm going to do this.
And was it all down to your diet, or was there kind of like a hereditary thing there along the line where, obviously, you know, weight was an issue?
No, it was mostly down to my diet.
Okay.
Yeah. Like every other young lad, never thought of it, never had a care in the world. And then when you do get overweight, and I used to smoke then as well, and I was like, between the two, I was just, something is going to horribly go wrong. Like,
yeah, you felt it, that yeah, there's a possibility yeah, of other health yeah, issues yeah, kicking in, because so you knew that.
Yeah, I just knew it in the back of my mind. I was someday I'm going to be in hospital for a different reason, and yeah, it's not going to be good.
No, and you're young, let's yeah, be honest. What yeah, age are you now, Paddy?
I am 41 now.
41, yeah, yeah. So we're still only talking maybe 18, 19 years ago in your 20s, yeah, you know, yeah, that you were worried about. It's a tough thing to be worrying about at that age.
It is.
Was there another psychological side of you as well that kind of looked at your peers, people of their 20s and 30s at the time, where you were unable to do the things that they were, probably, you know, kind of running or getting more active?
Yes.
Was that a psychological difficult time for you too?
Yeah. You'd be constantly looking around to see who's looking at you, who'd see you. If you went out to socialise, you'd pick a dark corner, quiet spot at the back of the pub, or if you went to the nightclub, no, lads, I can't dance this tune now. Don't like this one. Maybe the next one. Mm. And you wouldn't see the dance floor all night.
No. Yeah, that's a difficult place to be, yeah, because you're very hemmed in then, because
yeah,
you're very conscious of yourself. So you were kind of conscious out with the lads or whatever, that people were maybe yeah, looking, or they were conscious. Yeah.
Like, I used to work in a takeaway in Tuam called Supermax. I worked for Pfinity there for 20 odd years. Mm-hmm. And also, like, it was very hard to get a shirt that would fit me comfortably. I used to get one that would just about fit me, but to get one that would actually have a loose fitting was next to impossible. But, you know, back then I used to look at myself and say, yeah, this is going to have to stop. This is, change is going to have to come around. And then after that, then you wouldn't think about it again the following week, where you said, do you know what? I let myself down again. I didn't start this week.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I'll start again next week. And next week will come around. I'll start next week.
Yeah, as they always say, and I know it's a yeah, cliche, diets always start tomorrow.
Yeah.
They always say that. Did you receive any disrespectful comments from people as well about your weight?
Never. I never actually got that. Now, one of two people would have said to me, Joe, your life would be happier if you shed a few pounds. Mm. And that's,
were they saying that in an endearing way? In a nice way,
okay, in a helpful good way. But nobody, I never actually got abuse or anything due to my weight. Luckily, thank God, because I've heard of people that do actually get a right hard time over, and I don't think it's very fair. Like, now every person has their different reasons for being obese. Some people have obesity due to a medical problem, yeah, and they can't lose the weight, and that's fair enough, and I feel sorry for those people. But there's other people that are like myself that are obese because they never thought of their diet growing up. And they just eat what they wanted, when they wanted, and it's mostly that you're eating the wrong types of food at the wrong time
wrong
of the
times
day.
Of the day. Yep. Yeah, yep. But they always say that eating late at night is not a good idea because your metabolism is in a different place at that
true.
Hour.
True.
So we do a lot of night binging. We all do.
Yeah.
To be honest, let's be honest here.
Yeah. You sit down to watch a movie at night. What's the first thing you do?
Yeah, of course.
Mineral packet of crisp. Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So obviously moving on from there, you started to get or to have issues with your hips, and that was obviously due to the weight on your hips.
It played a part in it, yeah. But the problem with the hip was arthritis, but the weight did not help. And the fact that I needed a hip replacement, the weight was actually holding me back there again, because I was basically told, just lay down on the table. If you don't lose the weight, you're not getting an operation. Simple as that.
Okay. So then, obviously, you heard the words that nobody pretty much wants to hear.
Yep.
You're being told by the doctor, the person that is in the know, the surgeon, to lose the weight. Can you remember the day that you had the redemption where you said, right, this is it. I need to do this. I need to make the step. And when did you make that initial step?
On the 5th of March, I was actually told that this is it. There's no operation if you don't go home and lose the weight. Yeah. I went home and what I said to myself, I'm in a position where I can't lose weight. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I was like, I just had given up on a setback. And I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. You put yourself in that mental state again of, I can't do this, blackout.
Everything was just locked out of it. And I don't know what came over me, but on the 18th of March, I said, this is it, I'm going to do it.
Okay, so the day after St. Patrick's Day, that was your call. What did you do? Who did you ring? And when did you get there?
I got up and I Googled it. I Googled PT. I said, I need some support. So a list came up on Google and I checked it all out and I rang a few of them, and it's a bit like going for insurance or anything like that. You shop the market.
Of course.
And within 2 or 3 days, I found out that HQ Gym was the best value around. Not only was it the best value, but it was the best support, the best help you could find. And they're so down to earth, and their biggest thing is they do whatever they can to help a person.
Brilliant. So you're at the heart of everything in there.
Yeah. Like an awful lot of people would tell you, if you never walked in the door of a gym before in your life, which I never did, that the hardest step was walking in the door the first time ever. And the day that I walked in the door HQ, I never felt a bit of pressure. As soon as I walked in, I got the handshake and welcome to HQ. And I never looked back after that.
And that's where the journey began.
That's where it began.
So you started doing the bits. Everything obviously took its time. You had to take baby steps, if you want to call it, doing certain things. I'm sure there was time psychologically that you were kind of going, what the hell am I doing here? Sweat is rolling out of me. And you probably initially didn't notice a whole pile of change.
Yeah.
Or did you?
That very day when I walked in the door and I was walking in towards the back of the gym, that's when the ideas were going through my head. I was like, Paddy, you've never seen the gym before in your life. What are you doing? You have a hip that you're limiting movement in. You're not going to be able to do this. But I just kept walking. And when I signed up that day, I said it to Dominic, the owner. I said, Dominic, I says, how soon can I stay for a workout? And he goes, help yourself. He says, everything's down the back. And I went down and I was given a tour around the place, showing how to use a few bits of equipment.
Yeah, equipment, of course.
And I stayed for a workout. And do you know, the first day, I didn't lift the head too much, but I got the workout done. And I went home and I thought about it. I was like, do you know what? It's not that hard. It's quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I went back and day two was even better again. And then before I knew it, I was going there 5 days a week. And anyone that knows me in HQ would tell you, I was filling between 4 and 6 hours a day at the gym.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But to go from zero to hero very, very quickly is unbelievable. And now to be still at it, which is amazing. So you spotted or you noticed the weight was falling off you. And obviously they do say at the beginning, weight, you lose a lot of weight quickly.
Yes. At the very start of it, you do lose the first few pounds very quickly because it's water weight is what they call it.
Yeah.
Now, when you lose weight, different people go different ways about it. Some people will sign up to a diet and they don't do anything different in their everyday routine. They don't get any extra steps in, which is grand, but it's the hardest way possible to lose weight.
Yeah.
But I signed up to a gym, so I got my activities going as well as getting a diet going, which is getting twice as hard on crunching the weight. And you'd be surprised, but you learn off quick that before going to the gym, even though you want to lose weight, you get the carbohydrates in.
Okay, right. Yep. Do you hear that, everybody? Get the carbs in.
Yeah, you get the carbohydrates in, and constantly you stay on top of the protein.
Okay.
Daily, you take in 1 gram of protein per kg of body weight. And that is sufficient enough protein to keep in. Now, protein are found in some foods. Chicken, steak, fish. Salmon has actually the highest protein content in fish. But then there is protein whey that you can buy to get the extra protein into you. And then while you're working out then as well, you need at least 2 litres of water a day.
Yeah, water is very important. We all know that. We don't drink enough of it. Any of us, and I'm guilty, 100% guilty. But it's fantastic to hear you saying this, Paddy, because this is not a conversation that we'd normally be having.
Yep.
And you telling me about protein. I think it's fantastic to see that you put yourself into a mindset. But what I'm really impressed by is you've taken on both the physical weight side of things, and you've also taken on the dietary side of things. So two sides of your lifestyle, your diet and your physical activity, was completely changed.
Oh, completely.
Your world has completely changed.
Completely. It is a life-changing routine. Like, it was one thing to lose the weight, to change the diet, which was a major effect in my life, but also to have the gym to up the amount of activities that I was doing. And this was all while I was still waiting to get the hip replaced.
Yeah.
An awful lot of people asked me, and I even asked myself, how the hell am I doing this?
But the gym, sorry, not the gym, but the operation was obviously your goal. You were looking there just like a forward looking in the net.
Yep.
I need to get the ball in there.
Yep.
So your goal was obviously, get this hip sorted out, get me back moving. So obviously when you go back to the gym, your physical side of things can even increase more because your hip is back on track.
Absolutely. That was my initial goal. And as soon as I did notice the weight falling off, after the first 10 kgs went, I started to reshape my goal. And I was like, this is it. We're going to stay losing the weight to get the hip surgery done, but I'm not going to stop there and then.
I don't think you are.
No, absolutely not.
That was actually my next question. I was actually going to go, the hip is done now, which we'll talk about in a second. The hip is now done and you're over that hurdle, if you want to call it, but you want to continue losing weight for you, not just your hip now.
Oh yeah, this is a different me now. I am currently now at 106 kgs. I was at 140 before I started off. I'm at 106 now. My next step, which is my new goal, I am going to go down to 80 kgs.
Okay.
And I am going to gain another bit of muscle. Then when I get there, I'm going to maintain it at that.
Okay, so that's your maintenance. That's your knockoff point, if you want to say it. Keep it there.
I'll knock off at the weight loss side of it, but I will continue with the gym because there's so many gyms out there, and they're all at different levels. But in HQ, and I can wait telling you this all day long, but you won't know until you actually go out and sign up to HQ yourself. And I'm telling you, you'd be very surprised, and you'd be fast to learn. It's so much more than just a gym.
Yeah. It's a, but it was probably a friend as well that you needed. It is, yes, technically your weight loss friend.
It is, yeah.
Which is most important.
Yeah. And also, like, you meet so many genuine down-to-earth people, and people that have the same goals as you, and they show great support. And you never get a negative comment. You never get any negative feedback. Not only that, but the staff are so helpful, so friendly. And like, as I said, it's so much more than just a gym. It's also like a social hub. They have a coffee dock out there, and people like to mingle afterwards, enjoy a coffee, talk about the workout, talk about how much weight they've lost, or I was at a wedding last weekend, you know, I ate this and I shouldn't have, but you know, I'm over it. Life is life.
It is life.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is you've incorporated this into your life, which is fantastic, and you seem to be extremely happy, and you're in a really, really good place, which I'm delighted to see that. Now, looking in the mirror at the moment, the Paddy that you're looking back at, or is looking back at you, is that the same Paddy that was 3 or 4 years ago? Do you still feel the same person?
No.
Oh, right.
I feel totally different. I feel so much better, so much happier, so much livelier. I have more energy. I've actually said it a long time ago that the old Paddy is gone and he's never returning.
Well, can I just say something? And I'm not trying to patronise you, but the old Paddy, there was nothing wrong with him either, in the sense that you always had a wonderful personality.
Thank you.
You always had a wonderful personality. You were always smiling, always nice, and always very courteous any time I ever met you. So I hope that never leaves, by the way. But all you're doing is adding to it, in the sense that you are, within your own body, you're a happier person.
Yeah, absolutely. And like this is another part of the change. Like, if you had asked me 2 years ago to have this chat with you, and be like, well, you know, I'd love to, but you know, I'm busy for the next few days. Larry's over there in the corner. Why don't you go over and have a chat to him? Or Dave is there. He'd know more about this than me. And I began running out the door. But now I'm actually glad to sit here and talk about this and try and help the next person that's about to start their fitness journey.
Well, that's exactly what these podcasts are about, giving somebody an extra opportunity, like yourself, a voice to say something to help somebody else. Is the new Paddy going to get out on the dance floor? Is the new Paddy going to come out of the corner? Is the new Paddy happy to be involved in his friends' lives and get out there and be the mad joke he can be?
To sum it all up, real quick, without giving too much away, all I can say is there's going to be a lot to come yet.
Good.
And watch out.
Watch out. Watch out, everybody. Do you hear me?
Now, as I said, this podcast is to help out different people. That's what I want to go on to next. Like, I feel that I have spoken enough about myself, and everyone that's going to listen to this podcast knows now what I've done. What I want to say next is, in order to start your fitness journey, you could be sitting at home, or you could be at work, you could be socializing, and you could be listening to people day in, day out telling you need to lose weight. But you're not going to do it until your frame of mind is absolutely 100% right. And it's not what you say to yourself for the first time ever, do you know what, I need to lose weight. And that's when you're going to do something about it.
Well, obviously your goal at the time, gone beyond that now, is that you needed to get the hip done. That was a vital thing for you to move forward within your life, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But do you feel that everybody needs a goal to make that first step? Or is it that you need the stars to align and whatever else may be to say, I'm going to do it now?
Well, a goal would help.
Yeah.
But if you could actually get up in the morning and finally realise that if I do lose a few pounds, or if I do lose a stone or two, my life would be happier. It would be better. And maybe if you're only talking that you only need to lose a few pounds, you might need a strict diet. You might just need to change around a few things. Like you could be eating carbohydrates late in the evening and then sitting down and not doing anything. You might just need to look at that and say, right, I'll get the carbohydrates in the morning and I go out and I do my day's work and I come home and I need something light in the evening. And it all adds up. And even like if on your break, if you get out for a 10, 15, 20 minute walk, so much beneficial as well.
That's fantastic. It's great to hear you like this. And just most important is your hip at the moment. You spoke to me pre this chat that your hip is in a good place at the moment.
It is. It absolutely is. For the first time in 5 years running, I'm actually pain free. With the original hip, I could not go up in a cold morning where I'd feel a sharp pain right through it. Everything you do in everyday life, you're just doing it through pain. If I was talking to you here now with the original hip, I'd be sitting here with a smile on my face, but at the back of it all, I'd know that I was going through pain.
And even weather today, obviously, is quite foggy and quite cold outside at the moment. And that would be a sure sign that you'd be in serious pain. As you said to me before, you'd be hibernating. You wouldn't come next hour near the general public. Again today, bad weather, no problem.
No problem whatsoever. And you know, an awful lot of people that had hip replacement will tell you, oh, you know, you're going to be careful of frosty mornings. But I found out this morning, not a bother.
You could go out and feel the crunch of the frost under your feet and it didn't bother you.
I loved
it. It's fantastic.
I loved it. And now, another one or two things I want to touch on as well as joining the gym. I actually signed up on an online shred with one of the PTs at the gym. Sharon Gannon is her name. She operated an online shred.
Which What's was, that now? Yeah. Tell us what that is, first of all.
Which was very beneficial because when I had to step away from the gym to get my surgery, the online shred was there for continued support. And nobody at the gym actually fully realised what was going on with getting a hip replacement done. And an awful lot of people were asking me, how long are you going to be totally laid up for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be totally laid up, because the day after the operation, that's when the physio comes around and gets you out of the bed, gets you walking. And the most important key is getting in the steps in the day.
Now, the online shred is obviously a communication thing between you and the PT. Would I be right in saying that? That they keep you mentally stimulated?
Yeah. There's a group of us in this online shred.
Yeah.
And everyone has their own different reasons for losing weight, but everyone comes together in the group and we talk about it and we do a workout. Now, at the moment, I'm excused from the workouts because I'm recovered from hip replacement surgery. I'm sure now when this goes out in the air, I'm
You'll
not going to be excused anymore.
Your excuses are over, Paddy.
Yeah. But yeah, it has actually been a great support, and I am looking forward to getting back to doing the workouts and looking forward to seeing the figures changing big time again.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, can I just put it this way as well, that let the next time that we sit down and have a chat as part two of this podcast, that could nearly be your goal for your 80 or 85 kgs at that stage. So we might just have a chat about that after the podcast.
Absolutely.
I wish you the very best.
Yeah.
I really do. I know you for a very, very long time. I was delighted to receive your phone call to have this chat, because I do find that when people say their piece, get it out there publicly, as this will be, it's another opportunity for you to say, look, I've done this, I'm doing this, and I'm going to continue doing this.
Yep, absolutely. And like, what another thing that would actually help people as well along the way is it's about the people that you surround yourself with.
Yes.
And the more positive ideas and the more positive comments you get, the easier the fitness journey is. And like, as I mentioned, I worked for Pfinity for 20 odd years. He was a great GAA All-Star. I had actually listened to an interview of his before, and he had a one-liner in the interview. And I actually said to him, I says, I'm stealing your one-liner. I says, I don't know whether you like it or not, but I says, I'm stealing it. And it's quite simple, but very effective. Failure is not an option.
Good man.
And every day that you get up and you tell yourself that, failure is not an option. It will push you on more. And the very day that I went back and I spoke to Nicola and Dominic in HQ Gym, I could not stress it enough, and it was the very first thing I said. I said, I have 40 kgs to lose. And I said, Nicola, I said, failure is not an option.
Brilliant. She loved to hear that because she knew you were focused. She knew you were determined.
Yeah,
absolutely. As do we now.
Now, on top of that, that was one thing. Then when I joined up at the gym and you get to know the different people back there and different PTs work in different ways, but the end result is still the same. You still achieve what you want to achieve. Nicola has two great sayings. One is, everything is achievable with time.
Yes.
And the second one is, when you're doing a workout, you will feel a burn. You will feel sore after a while. But Nicholas said, you work through the burn. You don't stop. You keep working through the burn. There was another PT back there. He's Steve Owens, his name. Great guy. An absolute gent. He had a very simple one as well. For anyone that thinks that a gym is a very comfortable place, Steve will come along and tell you, you're not supposed to feel comfortable at gym. You get up there and you work.
There's a reason why you're paying a subscription to be here. You need to work and work hard. Well, look, thanks a million for your time.
No problem.
I mean that. It's great to see you smiling, and it's great to see you here as well. And all going well, the crutches will be gone over the next... When are you thinking? Because you're all goals now, so...
I have another follow-up appointment in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
And I am hoping... I'm hoping to get rid of them by then. Now, that's been very... That's just me pushing myself. But they make out that you won't get rid of them before 8 weeks. Now, my appointment in 2 weeks' time is the 6-week appointment.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to get rid of them by then.
Well, look, let's see. Let's see how that goes. But if you don't, so what? It's fine.
I won't.
Your stability at the moment is most important to make sure that you're upright and make sure that you're in a good place. Paddy, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thanks so much. There will be part two, I'm sure.
Oh, there will. Absolutely.
When you're going around here modelling clothes and everything else. Good to see you're in a good place.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ronan. And as the saying goes, stay tuned for more.
Thanks, Paddy.
Okay.
Once again, thanks for the click and the download. Watch out for the next podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts over the next couple of weeks.